James, let's talk about what you think could this large object be, and why would there be a trail of comets ahead of it? What would cause that?
Well, it would be all around it. It's just that these are the ones that are entering the solar system, and our really only view of these would be, for example, SOHO, the satellite that looks at the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the comets become far more active and large when they're near the sun. And we really, for us pale humans here that don't have good equipment, we buy good equipment, but we don't get to see or use it, we don't have a way to look for these other comets that would be zipping through the solar system out and about, out, say, around Jupiter or Saturn or anywhere else in the solar system.
Are you saying, though, that this supposed large object is what is attracting these smaller comets which are ahead of it?
Well, and it's like a mini solar system entering our solar system.
Ah, well, that's pretty traumatic. A little tiny solar system just coming right into our own.
Right, and kind of like, in a sense, we can take pictures, for example, of galaxies colliding, and they move through one another, and so it's basically an entourage orbiting this larger object that's moving in. And this larger object would have accumulated these things through its travels through outer space over the ages.
How big do you think this other object might be?
Well, just to get an idea, I did a few calculations of the comets that came in October. And by the time between the comets coming in that hit the sun, I was able to, for example, determine that when they were far out in the solar system or out of the solar system before they arrived in our solar system, they were orbiting each other at a distance of about the same distance as we are from the sun, as Earth is from the sun. So that would imply that they have to be quite large to be coupled together gravitationally,
right.
And be that far apart. So that just gives you an idea of how big these objects are. And these are the little objects of the entourage.
But the big one now, I mean, I'm trying to use it as a reference point. I mean, we're talking about Earth size. That would be a big one. Are we talking about Jupiter size? What do you think?
I would say Jupiter size or larger.
That's huge.
So it would be large, and what it looks like or what its properties are would be impossible to say, simply because gravity works the same, whether it's made out of gas or whether it's made out of rock or whether it's made out of a combination of those materials.
If this object hits the sun, is that possible, first of all?
Well, it's always a low probability for direct hits. The larger probability is what I call action at a distance, and that's what I believe we're seeing right now. The action at a distance, I know I've got probably two or three full video clips from SOHO on my homepage of comets coming in from the south and hitting the sun, and then with the resulting solar.
All right, and that's linked up with coasttocoastam.com for anybody
right.
who wants to go there.
And unfortunately, I've been kind of digging around here. I don't have a specific place to look, but with most people that go, they just kind of surf that page a little bit. But after the show, like I said, from this afternoon when I discovered this one on November 6th of this year, I did not have time to upload it and get it linked.
Okay, I understand. But
that'll be after the show. And it, you will definitely see the comet is zipping in from the south, and it hits the sun. And exactly as it hits the sun, you see a full coronal mass ejection.
Okay, all right. But I'm more concerned, James, about this big object.
The big object,
That's not here yet. So you don't think this one would make a direct hit at the sun. But my question is, what if it did hit the sun?
Well, if it did hit the sun, we would, first of all, before it hit the sun, we would see tremendous electrical interactions. And then with a direct collision, that would be a massive explosion. I mean, just physically, the amount of energy imparted by something moving that fast, hitting the sun, would blow it to pieces.
Would blow the sun to pieces or the object?
Absolutely. Both of them. Yeah, I mean.
Oh, my. All right. Now, best guess based on your calculations, when might this object get close enough?
Things move very, very slowly when they're away from the sun. Use an example like the large comet Hale-Bopp, which when it arrived in the mid-90s had a 4,200-year orbit. 99.9% of the time of that orbit is spent outside the solar system moving very slowly. And about 3 years of that orbit were spent zipping through the inner solar system where we saw it as a large comet. So things move very, very, very slowly out there, and only when they get in fairly close, let's say, to Jupiter and inwards towards the sun, do they really pick up speed and move quickly. And then as they go out, they slow down very rapidly, and they spend a lot of time. For example, Comet Hale-Bopp, which was here the last good viewing we had with binoculars, for example, would have been in the late 90s. It's still visible with large telescopes as it moves out of the solar system.
Well, but in Earth years, then, what are we talking about?
Well, maybe 10 years out of the 4,200 years.
So how about 2012?
Right. And so, I mean, like that.
The Mayans knew something.
Possibly. Possibly, and we keep getting these indicators, and of course, I don't pick dates myself unless I have hard data.